I'm Nina Shaken with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm here with Jennifer Jones, the ticketing and ushering assistant for BYU Idaho. She is giving this week's devotional talk. Your talk is titled, Go About Doing Good. What does it mean to do good?
Doing good is, I think, just those simple acts of kindness that we can do each day. Just go about doing good. If you see somebody that might need some help, go ahead and help them. If you see somebody who looks lonely, sit by them. If you see somebody, smile at them. Just simple acts, I think, just go about doing good.
And I think those things are sometimes things that can influence people more than they think. I know sometimes, you know, I'll be having a rough day and I'll like drop something and somebody will come and like help me pick it up, or they'll help me carry something to my car. And even though there's a lot of other things going on, that simple act of kindness or of good really kind of helps me to get through the day.
Absolutely. I totally agree. It's amazing how the positive effect that it can have on one person. And I really do believe that it can help somebody day turn around and help them go about, you know, doing good as well. So it's a ripple effect for sure.
And something you said in your talk, you said, brothers and sisters, we are never to judge anyone, for the very person we may think to judge may be the one who is most in need of our help, or may be the source of help for us when we are in need. And the people we think are odd may very well perceive us as their weirdo. I thought that that was really an important thing to remember. How might that advice apply directly to BYU Idaho students and their peers?
Great question. When I was a student, I just remember there was somebody that I probably misjudged, and we got to spend time together. We worked together, and we spent some time together, and she became one of my best friends in the whole world. You just never know when, and she was able to help me through some hard times, and I think I was able to help her through some hard times. I just think that you never know what you're missing out on. So if you're not nice to somebody or if you judge them, you're probably missing out on a wonderful relationship or really being able to help somebody, because you just never know what position they're in or what kind of trials they're going through. And to be able to help them, it comes back to you, right? Karma, right?
For sure.
They're able to help you as well. You just never know. Like, experiences that they've been through might really help you.
And, you know, I think that's something I've even been guilty of in the past. You know, I've met someone and I've thought, oh, well, I just don't think that we would click very well. You know, like based off of a first impression, you're like, I don't think that the two of us would really get along, or I don't really, you know, match with this person. But I think you're right that it's important not to judge someone, because they, you know, they might think that you're weird, or even, you know, if you actually took the time to sit down and have a conversation with them or do something with them, you might realize that you have a lot more in common than you originally thought, or even that your differences are kind of what, you know, make you a good match.
Absolutely. Yep. I agree.
And you shared a story about good roommates helping a girl who was really shy. How can BYU Idaho students help uplift their own roommates?
Absolutely. Yes, I really strongly believe this. Being a head resident on campus, I have seen the influence great roommates can have. And by being great, I just mean being kind, being inviting other roommates who might not, who are shy, who don't have friends. Maybe you're in a group and roommates together, and there's somebody that comes in to your group, and just accepting them and loving them, letting them know that you care, it just makes all the difference in the world. And it really helps students too, who have good roommates, to become a good roommate, if that makes sense. So.
And that's kind of another question I had is what advice would you give to a student who may be struggling to befriend or accept a particular roommate. You know, I think we've all met somebody who is like, you know, my roommate is the worst. Like, whether, you know, they have a hard time with cleaning or they just don't get along. What advice would you give to somebody who is just really struggling with that?
Yes, I would pray. I pray to have the spirit, right, to guide you on how to do and how to be, go about doing good with them. I also think it's important to remember that, you know what, it's okay if you don't jive and if you're not going to be lifelong friends, but you can still treat them with kindness and with respect and kind of agree to disagree, right? There's some things that you probably won't ever agree on, but try your best. Make your living situation the best that you can. And to do that, you have to work together. You have to compromise. You have to kind of see where they're coming from. Everybody grows up differently. The way that I was taught to clean is not the same way another roommate was taught to clean. And honestly, some people just don't have those abilities. So just to be kind and to help them along, right, the best that you can. And pray for the Spirit to help guide you because it will. He absolutely will guide you.
And you also said that each day we are given opportunities to show love and kindness. How do we go about finding those opportunities?
You know, if you ask for them, they'll definitely pop up. But even if you don't ask for them, they will pop up. I just think if you go to the store, and we've all had that experience, you go to the store, maybe somebody's in the aisle, like just in the very middle of the aisle, taking up all the room. Or if you have a cashier who's having a bad day, we have those opportunities that we can react. We can choose how we react to those situations. So every single day we're put in situations where we can react kindly to others, whether we're driving down the road and somebody's driving really slow or somebody's, you know, cut you off or whatever it may be. We have the opportunity to choose how we're going to react in that situation. And we can always react with kindness. And again, you never know where that kindness will go.
Do you have an example of a time somebody was kind to you? And how did their kindness bless you?
Absolutely. There's so many instances. I guess one that keeps going through my mind is, it was a while ago. I was pregnant with my last child, and I was really sick. I was not feeling good. And this lady in my ward just showed up with a pizza one night. And what she didn't know is, that kind of changed my life at that moment. I hadn't told anybody how I was doing or how I was feeling, and I was to the point where I didn't know, how my family was going to get fed that night. My husband was gone that night, and I was just so blessed by her kindness. It helped me take care of my family, but just how grateful I was that she listened to the Spirit. And to her, it was no big deal. It was just, hey, I just wanted to do this for you. But it really did. It changed my life at that moment, and I was so grateful. Yeah.
And I think that's a great example of how we don't have to do, these huge, crazy things to show kindness to people. It can be something small. You know, it can be bringing a pizza to someone's house, but it can also be saying hi to someone or just, like you said, just being nice. Sometimes those things can really change people's lives.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like BYU Idaho students or our listeners to know about the importance of kindness and accepting others?
I just feel so strongly that, especially in this world that we're living in right now and COVID, it's been hard for so many people. And I know that Heavenly Father needs us to be kind to each other. He needs us to reach out to others, find one person that you can change somebody's day. And like you said, I really believe it does not have to be a grand gesture. It just really in the simple, small things that we do each day, how we react, if we smile at somebody, like just be aware, be in the moment and reach out. Just the simplest things can go the farthest. It can really impact somebody for a lifetime.
Well, thank you so much for taking the opportunity to speak with me today. I've certainly been inspired to go out and look for more opportunities to bless other people's lives.